Steve Meismer manages the Virgin River Program, including state and local water and wildlife agencies. He's working with biologists from the Division of Wildlife Resources to remove more than 1,000 gold and other non-native fish from a botanical garden in St. George.
People know that there's goldfish in there. We've just finally gotten to a point where we're seeing damage to those native populations that we have to take care of.
The garden has three large viewing windows and was built by those groups to educate the public about native fish found in the Virgin River. People have been releasing pet fish into the protected waters. Some of the goldfish are 6 inches long.
Well, right before we opened it, we put in some Virgin River chub, one of the federally endangered fish species, and we had seen reproduction. We had all these young Virgin River chub. With the increased numbers of non-native fish in there, we haven't seen any reproduction of the chub.
As many as 10,000 guests gather there each month to view fish like the Virgin River chub. Now the Red Hills Desert Garden will be closed while officials work to remove as many of the 6 native fish species as they can before draining the popular stream and pond and then adding rotenone, which will be used to kill the remaining fish. The problem of people introducing non-native fish to open waterways is not new. In October, biologists performed a similar process at Gunlock Reservoir, a popular place for sports fishing also in Washington County.
We have to go and reset that system too, and so it'll probably be a number of years before the largemouth bass fishery in that reservoir is back up to where it was.
To discourage the public from placing unwanted fish in the desert garden waters, Meismer says surveillance cameras have been installed to capture video of any illegal transferring or dumping of fish. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Carrie Bringhurst.